There are some types
there are a number of
other brain that don't know how to relax from time to time.
Tony Robbins calls
just like an employee of a poor human
it needs to be compensated for the job that it does and rewarded for going up.
There's a major part of us that craves certain
like a company security and probably we're afraid around
that a job wouldn't be in if it wasn't getting compensated.
Welcome my friend to
because they want to be certain
that they will always
have a person found your
red life.
If you don't know well enough
about
a lot of people
there are a lot of people that follow the
monster
have you ever read a movie that you've already seen?
I've spent a lot of hours
studying
other
same amount of time
behavior side studying my own behavior.
It's what I've come to realize that there are
five main levels of brain that
generally make time for all of
them. I'm able to
be at least one of their
examples.
Again, they're usually alive.
Or if we have a regular job, we must go to work and arrive on time in order to
see
the most
of brain activity.
If we ever have a major emergency
full on,
regardless of how busy our lives are, we find the time to address it.
Because it is suddenly becomes
a must.
And it usually occurs
we
at night.
Always have
the
time
to go to sleep,
but
or
not so much
prolonged
time
in order
to be loved
and accepted.
Which I'll explain in a moment.
How many shags
from others
in your life
are
refusing to understand?
Maybe
I should.
I'm in level one.
I should
work
out
my salon.
Absolutely nothing that requires
time
is making
it
a must.
I'll usually close my eyes.
They may
recharge
it. I'm
going to
unrelax my videos
on your
restaurant.
They
may have to worry about
that I can just sit
down and relax. They
may enjoy simply
sitting down.
If they want
to
be able to
be sure,
because
it again,
you're
self-organized
and rewarding yourself
at
a lower level
of brain
rebellion
personalities.
I'm not going to produce
any
more results until I start getting some appreciation around here.
But I'm at least able to stimulate my mind
either by
watching
personalities
tend to be
motivated
by
peace. You may want to consider
going on vacation
or
just
to remind your brain that it's okay to keep producing results.
There are demands from life.
There's a
reason
why
my wife and I go on vacation roughly every 12
weeks. officer need to be under what I call the concept. Bottom of the we allow our white personalities can
it's when I'm in level 3 that I can be right there and do activities to write with cooking, venue planning, or creating plans for upcoming vacations.
Very good at constructing thoughts.
I'm not quite to the level where I can create life-changing products and during this time or brainstorm new ways to improve my
possible limitations, but I'm still able to use my brain to be creative in smaller ways
or what they're understanding or seeing.
This helps me fulfill
the need for variety in my life.
Whites may also sometimes
level
be unwilling
four
to
is
set
where
goals.
I can do business creation.
They dislike working at someone else's
I can think
pace.
Of ways in which I can benefit
they
the
can
lives
of
others in
level
four.
Self-depreciating.
I can create new CDs.
White personalities
I can write often able to recharge.
I can fine-tune my outlines for upcoming classes.
Still.
This
the
helps fulfill my need
warm
for
baths
growth. During times when they won't have
finally,
to be disturbed.
Level 5 for me
they
is when
I am totally rocking the
from
house
going
down.
To the spa, for
it
example.
Is full blast of brain
often
activity.
The type that when they go
it
on
is
vacation,
always level 5 that
they don't
want to
go
I'm with my mentoring
you know, somewhere
super
because
busy like a
it's
theme
only
park.
In level 5
they
when
I go
can use
somewhere
my brain to help
they
my
can just
students
sit
create
and
plans
relax
of action
for
their
lives.
Nothing.
In level 5, I can help solve problems. I can create solutions. I can accomplish absolutely anything that I need to get done.
They are
level
here to
5
have a great
allows me
time.
To be the most productive.
They're known most for
also
being
allows
extremely
me to fulfill my need for
optimistic and
contribution.
Well, sometimes a little self-centered.
I recommend spending time
some
in all 5
levels
of yellow personalities
is
they're often enthusiastic.
Maybe for example while you are
they're
working
often very persuasive
on just in
your
job
you're
in
levels
in
4
nature,
and 5
and they're always
then
looking
you come
for
home to be with
to
your
do.
Family or friends and
some
you allow yourself some
time
in
levels
is
and
they develop friendships with
then finally go to level
1 as you're unwinding to go to sleep at
them from forming meaningful
you may also find it beneficial to go straight
often
to level
lots
1
of friends,
after prolonged
only
periods
on a superficial
level
5.
Yellows may
for
have
example,
a difficult
when I have
time
a full
getting
day down
where
to business
I am
packed
done.
Seeing mentoring students.
Yellow personality
if I have
types
breaks
tend
in between
to recharge
appointments, I'll usually spend them
things.
In level 1 so that
it can
I can recharge my
brain yellow personality
to get back
to
on
level
5
once
my
next student
arrives.
Because again, the white
my
personality
friend,
will
what
just
do
usually want to sit and relax
like
and read a book, while
grab
the yellow personality will
want
to be
down what
it looks like for you
in
each of your different levels of brain
activity. They still
want to
be productive
on
vacation
by having as many new and fun
experiences
as possible
of those different levels.
Much
and
like
then
red personalities,
amusement parks are often great ways for yellow personalities to recharge and unwind because it's both extremely fun and they get to be constantly moving and interacting with other people. So, what do you do if two different personality types are married to each other if they want to go on vacation and have all of their needs met? My wife and I are basically polar opposites when it comes to personality types. I'm mostly red-yellow, and she's mostly white-blue. We've actually found that cruises and all-inclusive resorts tend to work best for us because we get to do a fun, exciting, and engaging activity or excursion in the morning, which appeases my red and yellow personalities, and then have some relaxing downtime in the afternoon, which appeases my wife's white personality, and then finish with having an amazing dinner and watching an awesome show, which of course are all organized and produced by the cruise line or the restaurant, which appeases her blue personality. Author Gary Chapman teaches us that in addition to personality types, we also each have what are called love languages. For some, it honors and recharges them to receive gifts. On special occasions, they absolutely love to unwrap presents or receive flowers and the like. For others, receiving acts of service helps them to recharge. If they come home to a clean house and all the dishes are done, or the lawn mowed, or the car washed, or whatever, they absolutely love it. Sometimes they can actually recharge by giving service to other people. There are some whose love language is loving touch. If they're in a relationship with someone, they will often really prefer to be held and cuddled. And one of the best ways for them to recharge is by getting a massage. There are others whose love language is words of affirmation. They thrive on praise and loving words. For them, listening to meditation tracks that contain positive affirmations can go a long way. Finally, there are those whose love language is quality time. These are the ones that need to make spending time with family and friends in fun, uplifting situations a major priority.
Now, with all these love languages, it's important to understand that whatever a person's love language is, receiving the exact opposite is generally what can hurt them the most. For example, someone whose love language is words of affirmation, words of negative criticism can be extremely painful. For someone whose love language is acts of service, it can be extremely frustrating when they are counting on someone to do a job and they don't pull through, or if they perceive others as creating extra work for them. A lot of times, people don't express to their loved ones what their love languages are, so they often go unmet. My friend, get a piece of paper and something to write with and write down the following love languages: gifts, service, loving touch, words of affirmation, and quality time, and number them from 1 to 5, 1 being the one you like most and 5 being the one you like the least. Share this list with your loved ones and encourage them to do the same for you. My friend, just as important as it is to work smart, it is also as important to play. Make blue screen time a priority in your life and watch your levels of productivity and therefore your results go up.